Alright folks, welcome back to Focus Factory. Your daily dose of executive function made simple. That's me, Leo Weston, here to help you navigate this crazy world one brain-boosting tip at a time. Today we're diving into something powerful, something that can truly change the game. Building confidence through achievable goals. Ever feel like you're just spinning your wheels, not really making progress? You know that feeling when you set a goal so big, it feels more like a mountain to climb than a stepping stone? Well, my friends, today we're going to turn those mountains into manageable trails and watch our confidence soar as we conquer them one step at a time. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that will transform your approach to goal setting and, trust me, you'll see a difference in how you feel about yourself. First up, start small. I know it sounds obvious, but truly grasping this is where the magic happens. Think of those tiny wins. They might seem insignificant at first, like finally cleaning out that junk drawer or learning one new word in Spanish every day. But these little victories add up. They build momentum and fuel your belief in yourself. It's like training for a marathon. You wouldn't jump straight into a 26-mile run, right? You'd start with shorter distances, building up gradually. Same goes for goals. Those small steps become your stepping stones to bigger achievements. Next, get specific. Vague goals lead to vague results. Instead of saying, I want to be healthier, try something like, I will walk for 30 minutes 3 times a week, or, I will cook 3 healthy meals at home each week. Being specific gives you a clear target to aim for and makes it easier to track your progress. Think of it like giving yourself GPS directions. Vague instructions like, head towards the park, won't get you very far, but precise directions like, turn left at the second lamppost, will lead you right where you need to be. Third, break it down. Those big goals can feel overwhelming, but breaking them into smaller, manageable tasks makes them less daunting. If your goal is to write a book, instead of staring at that blank page feeling paralyzed, focus on writing just one chapter at a time. Or maybe even just 500 words a day. Celebrate each completed chapter. You're building momentum. It's like taking apart a complex puzzle. It seems impossible until you start putting those smaller pieces together. Now, visualize success. This isn't about daydreaming, it's about actively imagining yourself achieving your goal. How does it feel? What are you doing? Who are you with? The more vivid and detailed your visualization, the stronger your belief in its possibility becomes. It's like practicing a presentation in your head. The more you rehearse, the more confident you'll feel when the real moment arrives. And finally, celebrate those wins. Don't wait until you reach the finish line to celebrate your accomplishments. Acknowledge each milestone along the way. Treat yourself to something nice, share your success with friends and family, or simply take a moment to appreciate how far you've come. These celebrations reinforce positive feelings and keep you motivated. Think of it like collecting badges in a game. Every achievement deserves recognition. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a graphic designer who's always dreamt of launching her own business. She felt overwhelmed by the enormity of it all, so she started small. She set aside just 1 hour each evening to work on her brand identity, focusing on creating a logo and developing a website mock-up. She celebrated every completed task, finishing a design element, writing a blog post, even signing up for social media accounts. Slowly but surely, Sarah built confidence as she saw tangible results. She started sharing her work online, getting positive feedback from potential clients. One day, she landed her first freelance project. The experience was exhilarating, reaffirming her belief in herself and her abilities. This small win pushed her further, fueling her drive to build a successful business. Remember, folks, confidence isn't something you're born with. It's built through consistent effort and celebrating those wins along the way. Start small, get specific, break it down, visualize success, and celebrate your achievements. Watch your confidence soar as you conquer those goals. Now go out there and make some magic happen. I can't wait to hear about your wins in the comments. Until next time, keep on focusing, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.